Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint. Saying, There was a judge in a city, who did not fear Elohim, nor regard man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I do not fear Elohim, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the master said, Hear what the unjust judge says. And will Elohim not avenge his own elect, who cry day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Elohim, I thank you, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Elohim, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself shall be abased, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And they also brought infants to him, so that he would touch them, but when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Yeshua called them to him and said, Allow little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Elohim. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of Elohim as a little child, shall in no way enter into it. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yeshua said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good, save one, who is Elohim. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, All these I have kept from my youth. Now when Yeshua heard these things, he said to him, Yet you lack one thing, sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Yeshua saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly those who have riches will enter into the kingdom of Elohim. For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. And those who heard it said, Who then can be saved? Then he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with Elohim. Then Peter said, Behold, we have left all, and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, parents, brothers, wife, or children for the sake of the kingdom of Elohim, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting. Then he took the 12, and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles, mocked, spitefully treated, and spit upon. And they will scourge him, and put him to death, and on the third day he will rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither did they know the things which were spoken. And it came to pass, that as he had come near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, that Yeshua of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried, saying, Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Yeshua stood and commanded him to be brought to him, and when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you wish that I shall do to you? And he said, Master, that I may receive my sight. And Yeshua said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying Elohim, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to Elohim.